Good afternoon. It is Monday, August 24, 2009, and it was just my first day of school. Yes, after all these years of teaching, it's still very exciting to have the first day of school. I'm as excited as my students are. And if you know me and the saying, "Don't smile until Christmas," that's not true with me. I like to smile with my children. I like to give them positive feedback and praise. And appropriate praise, of course. So we just had a great day. 16 boys, 16 girls. And the day just flew by. I had way too much in my lesson plans. We didn't even get to phonics. But they were good. They completed all the tasks. And there's so many new procedures for third grade. They copy a lot of work out of their book. Whereas in second grade, they used workbooks and wrote in their book and tore it out. So just even learning how to head the paper, that took a good 10 minutes. And then the procedure of changing classes. I teach social studies and my partner teacher teaches science. So we had to have a class movement, which they didn't do in first and second grade. The teachers just switched in those grades. So it was a good day. My partner teacher got a mango for the teacher, not an apple, a mango. So that was pretty exciting for her. And the parents, they came and took some pictures, but they were off. And maybe because it is third grade, it wasn't like the kindergarten, first grade where they want to see the kids. And they just won't leave. But it was a good day overall. I started out the day, I had a pair of brown shoes that I usually wear, but they're getting kind of old. And I really need some new shoes. And I'm looking through my closet, found some really cute brown shoes and thought, oh, I'll wear these. Well, within 10 minutes of wearing them at school, I realized why I don't wear those shoes. They were way too big, so my feet are tired. Well, they would have been tired anyway because of being on my feet all day. So a lot of work to do tonight. I've got to scan in the reading overheads and got to get to the grocery store. And I think Isabel's about to bark, so I better say goodbye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.